Hi, my name is Oliver, and I'd like to tell you a bit about how to make successful business presentations. We will also take a look at the cultural differences between German and American presentation styles. With me here today is Bridget. Hello.
Hi, Oliver. Great topic.
Thank you very much. So the main purpose of an oral presentation is to present a subject in an organized, concise, and effective manner to a live audience. You might want to sell a product to a potential buyer or investor. Or you might want to persuade or convince employees or bosses. Or you just want to inform people about the status quo of a project. No matter what the purpose of your presentation is, the following aspects should be considered. Number one, be clear about your objective and tailor your scope. Preparation. Audience, location, equipment, and also how long it should take. The structure, should it be formal or casual? Select the visuals, graphs, videos beforehand. Multimedia beats static presentations. Also set the rules for the presentations. Do you accept questions during your presentation or would you rather have them at the end? Use signposting and summarize and repeat important information. And the most important rule is preparation, preparation, preparation. Only if you feel comfortable, your audience will feel comfortable too. So Bridget, the last points apply to all kinds of presentations. Is there a difference between presentations in Europe or in the States?
I would say that teamwork is much more important in the US than in Germany. Communication, brainstorming, and Zoom-fixed meetings without a clear target are more common. We develop ideas by trial and error and take actions faster. In contrast to that, Germans consider meetings without a clear aim as a waste of time. They start with an in-depth analysis first and like to consider all pros and cons before scheduling a meeting to make a final decision. Germans consider Americans as superficial and undisciplined, and Americans tend to think about Germans as opinionated and stiff.
Wow, that leaves a lot of room for misunderstandings.
Yes, of course it does. Another big difference is the presentation style. We focus in our presentation on the audience. We try to level and interact with the participants right from the start. We express our gratitude that they made the effort to come and praise them for their background. We also like to entertain the audience and keep them on alert. What a nice group of people here today. I'm very proud that you all came, and I am so excited to present the new AX5 software program. I'm sure you will love it too.
Germans, on the other hand, like to start a presentation by impressing the audience with their knowledge, background, and thorough analysis. They like to present themselves as serious business partners. They are more lecturing than entertaining. Thank you very much for coming today. My name is Oliver and I'm the CTO of AX5. I have been involved in this project for more than 5 years.
So is there a difference in the presentation structure between Americans and Germans?
Yes, Bridget. Of course, Germans usually organize their information deductively. That means that they are carefully presenting facts and figures, leading then to a grand conclusion. Every argument is based on a logical conclusion. I remember one story. A salesman wanted to present a new product to a group of businessmen. Right at the start of the presentation, one guy from Texas asked the presenter, "How much is it?" The German replied that this information would be irrelevant at this stage because he hadn't explained all the different models and features. The businessman just got up and left the presentation. So, Bridget, how do Americans present information?
Americans use an inductive approach, which means that they present the most important arguments or information first and go later into detail. They start with the big bang and provide proof later. The new AX5 is the most advanced, most effective, and guess what? The most economical model ever. We also tend to get a bit overexcited and too enthusiastic.
Okay, let's talk about other presentation tools. For example, signposting. Signposting should inform the audience where they were, where they are, and where they will go. They use sentences like, I'd like to start by, now we will move on to, let's look into that into more detail to illustrate this point, or they structure the presentation like firstly, secondly, thirdly, last. Another important tool is summarizing. In conclusion, let's sum up, or some people use the phrase, the bottom line is. Very important is repetition, so that people don't forget, that they're reminded. Then you can use sentences like, as I said before, let's recap, or as pointed out before. Bridget, how do you get the audience involved in a presentation?
We keep the audience involved by frequently asking for feedback and understanding. Some examples of this are, is everyone with me so far? Is that clear? Do you follow me? Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense? Are there any more questions at this point? And should I go through those numbers again?
Wow, so much information, Bridget. Thank you very much for all the details and cultural insights. So please have a look at the script below and do the following exercises. As always, you can download your certificate if you answer all the questions correctly. For more information, please send a mail to podcast@advance.de. See you later and bye-bye.